AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Every American adult who wants a COVID booster shot is now allowed. The Centers for Disease Control director has adopted recommendations from an advisory panel, which says boosters are important and anyone over age 18 should be allowed to get one. FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks said the staggered system was too confusing.
And this, I think, is simple, right? It's, you know, you receive the vaccines. If it's more than 2 months for Janssen, more than 6 months for Pfizer or Moderna, go out and get a booster.
Health officials are concerned about a surge in COVID cases with more indoor gatherings because of cold weather and holiday travel. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, the jury has spoken. 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse is cleared of all charges. Rittenhouse had a very visible reaction, collapsing and gasping with emotion. His attorney, Mark Richards.
He has a huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today. He wishes none of this would have ever happened.
The defense has maintained it was self-defense, but civil rights demonstrators say this verdict now endangers them. President Biden says the U.S. must respect the jury's decision. Biden transferred his presidential power today to the vice president. He was under anesthesia for a routine colonoscopy. He later pardoned two turkeys, part of a White House Thanksgiving tradition.
Reminds us to have a little bit of fun and always be grateful.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi celebrating the passage of the president's nearly $2 trillion social spending package.
Millions of good-paying jobs, gives tax cuts to the middle class, lowers costs, especially health care.
Every Republican and one Democrat voted against it. Stocks ended mixed, the Dow in the red. This is AP News. A rare first printing of the U.S. Constitution has been sold at auction.
It's one of only 13 known copies of the first printing of the Constitution and one of only two in private hands. It sold Thursday night at Sotheby's in New York for, ready, $43.2 million. Sotheby's calls the auction a monumental and historic occasion, a spokesman saying the auction result reflects how relevant the Constitution remains. Not only in America, he says, but for global democracy. I'm Rita Foley.
A jury began deliberations today in a civil trial of white nationalists accused of conspiring to commit racially motivated violence. In Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, some 20 defendants are accused of inciting the violence. If found guilty, the jury will decide if they're liable for damages. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.